This is Lucky McKee, creator of May and other horror type stuff, and I would like to wish everybody a happy, happy Halloween.
Gather round, creeps, gather round, fools. Gather round, spirits, and gather round, ghouls. Listen to me, for I have a story of blackening fright and all things gory, of grinning pumpkins and demon cats, of wicked witches and scurrying rats. They've all come together to celebrate and feast. Larry the Wolf and Igor the Beast. For this is the night when little babies cry and orange mist pours from their eyes. Monster girls and monster men patiently wait for the fun to begin. What do they know that you've never seen? Well, I'll tell you, my friend, a glorious hootenanny called Halloween.
See something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on the die of fright.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting there to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash of Donald and Trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tiddle-umblings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
Don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Warman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now
this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
We call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Radio, the Weird Wide Web's original all-horror broadcast.
I'm your host, Doom Dragomir.
Go, bear these tidings to great Lucifer.
Happy Halloween. This week on the broadcast, a be a treat.
The slaughtered lamb.
That's kind of strange.
Where's the lamb?
It's probably inside getting cold. Come on.
Werewolf in London director, John Landis.
Did you get a good look at the man who attacked you?
Doctor, I told you it wasn't a man. It was an animal. A big wolf or something.
Also a dirty trick from the folks at Anchor Bay. It's Day of the Dead 2. Contagion. Review.
Day of the Dead.
Halloween harmonies this week. It's music from John Harrison's Creep Show. This it's Monster Mash. Dwayne Eddy Tremblin. Plus this. Mob Zombie and the Ghastly Ones. Plus more tricks and treats for all you good little Halloween fiends. We want radio. Stay tuned.
Vincent Malloy is 7 years old. He's always polite and does what he's told. For a boy his age, he's considerate and nice. But he wants to be just like Vincent Price. He doesn't mind living with his sister, dog, and cats. Though he'd rather share a home with spiders and bats. There he could reflect on the horrors he's invented. And wander dark hallways alone and tormented.
Morning sounds and enjoy it while you can, because it's going to be an unreasonably hot one later in the day. today in L.A., going up to 95 in the valley, 92 in the basin, and upper 70s in Santa Monica and the beaches. And now, appropriately enough, here's Yvonne Murray with Burnin' Up.
Hello?
Miss Judith.
Sorry, wrong number.
Remember who the ninth circle of hell is reserved for.
One more soul in one.
Alright, this is feedback with my continuing coverage of the Masters of Horror project on Showtime Television. And I'm talking to a man that, even though he only has a select few entries into the genre, has no doubt established himself as a true Master of Horror. I'm talking about John Landis, director of one of my all-time favorite horror movies, American Werewolf in London. And also somebody who I've enjoyed watching in interviews over the years. So I hope you're in fine form today, John.
Okay, it's a lot to live up to.
First of all, let's talk about Dear Woman. Mick Garris was telling us that it's a return to form of sorts, that you're basically revisiting the terrain you explored with American Werewolf in London in the sense of combining horror with comedy.
Yes, sir?
A naked American man stole my balloon.
What?
Well, it's pretty silly, but it's definitely serious. When Mick approached me to be part of this distinguished group of gentlemen, I thought, first of all, I thought it was funny I was a master of horror, because I've really only made two horror pictures, you know, Innocent Blood. I made a lot of horrible movies, but only two horror pictures.
The Twilight Zone, the movie, has elements of horror. Michael Jackson's Thriller, even though it's not a horror movie, is definitely...
All right. If you want. regardless, I was happy to do it because it's such a remarkable group of men. And I knew people would be doing a lot of serial killers and psychos and zombies and stuff like that. So I was trying to think, what can I do? And I realized, I think I want to do a monster, because that really requires a suspension of disbelief. You know, that people kill people every day. And it's not that hard to believe that a person would kill a person. In fact, unfortunately, it's a sad reality. Whereas monsters, as far as I know, never kill people. And I thought, okay, I want to make a monster real. So Mick told me we were going to be shooting in Vancouver. I knew then that it would be the Pacific Northwest. I didn't want to do Sasquatch, so I said to my son, Max, come up with a monster that can be in the Pacific Northwest. And he brought me a book of cryptozoology in which I came upon the Deer Woman. And the Deer Woman is a Native American myth. I guess you'd call her a succubus. She's essentially a Pahonkan Indian myth. She is this beautiful woman who is all woman down to her thighs. And from the thighs down, she has the legs of a deer.
A modern girl cursed by an ancient legend.
She's like kind of like a Pan figure. She seduces warriors. She comes out of the forest and seduces men and then kills them extremely brutally. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Okay, how do I make that real? And so I said to my son, who I had write the script, I said, Max, come up with a story about a deer woman. And he was very aggravated because he thought it was a stupid idea. And I said, well, I don't care. There's your premise. Come on. And he said, I don't know how to do this. It's so dumb. So I said, okay, here's what you do. There's a series of very brutal murders, and a police detective, a homicide detective, has to solve them. And we discover that the murders are being done by this supernatural creature.
The legend of the cat people.
And look at the cat people. I had them look at a bunch of Al Lewton movies. Because it's very sexual, obviously. And so he wrote Deer Woman, and I'm very happy with his script. He came up with fascinating characters. He's always written wonderful dialogue. And, of course, the hardest thing was to find a woman to play the Deer Woman. You know, Simone has passed away, so you have to find someone who can be really sexy and then turn quite deadly quickly. And we were very fortunate to find her. She found us, actually.
I bet you it was a horrible task having to audition all the actresses.
Terrible, terrible. Very hard. You know, when you meet beautiful girls all day, it's just a rough life. In any case, Cynthia Moura, Cynthia C-I-N-T-H-I-A, Moura, M-O-U-R-A, is a Brazilian model who decided she wanted to go into... You can look her up on the internet. She's beautiful, very sexy, and beautiful. And she did a wonderful job. We were very happy with her.
Dwayne Eddy. And the Boppers.
Witches riding boots through the night. Orange yellow pumpkins, grinning eyes glowing bright. God loves his beans, you better watch out for the bats, it's Halloween. Thunderstorms and lightning haunted houses pale with light, wherein dwell the ghosts and things that go bump in the night. In that cemetery nearby, did you hear someone scream? You better watch out for the bats, it's nearby. Did you hear someone scream? You better watch out for the bats. It's strange, wicked creatures.
flippin' flapping in that cemetery by. Did you hear someone scream? You better watch out for the bats. It's Halloween, Halloween,
Feedback. This is Chris Alexander, and this week we're this week we're going to be reviewing probably the worst film I've ever seen in my life. Possibly I'm being dramatic. The film is Day of the Dead 2: Contagion, and it comes to DVD, direct to DVD, I might add, courtesy of the lovely folks at Anchor Bay, who cannot be faulted for their reissues. However, their production wing for new films must be stopped. Let's get into the whole plot of this freaking nightmare. Day of the Dead 2 Contagion is not a sequel to George Romero's Day of the Dead, which is in fact the third part of George Romero's four-part zombie.
Let's examine that conundrum.
It's ridiculous.
It's Day of the Dead, the third part of Romero's trilogy. We're supposed to buy that that was a standalone film and that this is a sequel to that. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
What's happened here is Taurus Entertainment, some shit-ass company from bumfuck nowhere, has got their paws on a lot of the George Romero, Richard Rubenstein, Laurel productions, including Creepshow, and they're doing remakes and sequels, and without any reverence or knowledge of the source material or respect.
There's a certain romantic aspect to the savvy film producer who knows how to cash in on lurid and exploitative titles, like Val Lewton, the RKO producer, being the classic example. He would come up with catchy titles. I Walk with a Zombie.
And then work
the
backwards people. From that.
And he'd hand them over to Jacques Tornier,
exactly,
who made legitimate works of art out of it. So there was a real meshing together of exploitation and crass commercialism with genuine cinematic art. What we have now in the contemporary cinematic age, we don't have any of the cinematic art left. We just have the crass commercialism.
What we have here is the delicate blend of horse shit and dog shit. And no matter how you slice it, cut it, boil it, saute it, it's all shit. Basically, the movie starts in the 1960s. Some sort of zombie outbreak due to some stupid virus and a little canister has taken over a hospital.
We'll open it tonight.
Don't. Something bad's gonna happen if you do.
And the government come in, and the worst CGI... tanks, helicopters. I rewinded it several times.
Same with me. That opening, those opening scenes, we kept rewinding.
I couldn't believe
it. Is this for real?
I was waiting for Pete's dragon to come dancing into frame in a minute.
I've never known anyone with a dragon.
Anyways, zombie outbreak in a hospital. Government comes in, cleans house. Flash forward 20 years or some, 30 years. Suddenly we're in like, I don't know what it is, a halfway house for retards or something. And the film becomes like basically a romantic love story between two complete drooling idiots. And then about an hour and a half into the movie, zombies appear, and then everyone gets eaten, and then it's over. That's this movie. The film is directed by James Duddleson, and I emphasize the dud, and his she-bitch, Anna Clavell, who's a Transylvanian skank of the lowest order. Here are two people that have no idea how to make a horror film. They haven't even watched any horror films. They have contempt for the genre. They're trying to make a movie about retards and love, and they just tack on a really bad zombie subplot. This is the nadir of the horror genre today. This is the worst movie of this decade. Absolutely. If it gets worse than this, then I quit. I really do.
Please, somebody, make something worse.
Beatings from Tromaville.
So that Chris Alexander makes good on his promise. Well, until next week, this is Feedback wishing all the Rumog listeners a happy Halloween.
And this is Chris Alexander suggesting that this Halloween, if you really want to stick it to the kids, forget about the razor blade and the apple. Just throw a copy of Day of the Dead 2 Contagion in their loot bag and behold the tapestry of misery that will ensue. Happy Halloween, everybody!
Good evening! Ha ha ha! I was walking in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from its lab began to rise, and suddenly, my surprise,
he did the mask.
He did.
my chocolate angel twin. It's now the monster mash. It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's now the mash. It caught on in the flash. It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, that's a part of the band. My monster mash is a hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash meant to. When you get to my door, tell them all they said. You. Then you can monster mash. And not a graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Yeah, you can monster mash. Ow! The monster mash. The monster mash. Monster mash. Monster mash. You can mash. Monster mash.
This is Ghoulish Gary Pullen, art director for Rumorg Magazine, and I'd like to wish everyone listening a happy and haunting Halloween.
This is Marco Picota, namely the controller here at Rumorg Magazine. I'm one of the little-known darker denizens here at the House of Horror, where I spend agonizing hours counting the beans. To all of you who enjoy this great mutilated multimedia magazine, I wish you a happy Halloween.
Formula Terris Exorcis Morum et Excommunication Primus et Victus Lupus.
Thanks, Big Daddy. Marco Picota. Thanks to you for listening to this Halloween episode of Rumorg Radio. It comes about once a year. Over to Zach Early to close the casket on another broadcast. This is Doom Dragomir Adios, amigos.
Through the nauseous night I'll soar, I'll wade through pools of rancid gore. I'll slide through clumps where maggots squirm, I'll skin dive where piranhas churn. I'll tread the reeking, oozing swamp, through corpse-filled quicksand beds I'll stomp. Through vampire nests I'll wend my way, where werewolves dwell I'll pass today. I'll lift your coffin lid, my dear, my nose will tell me you're still there. I'll realize my lifelong dream to wish you happy Halloween.
A lot of serial killers and psychos and zombies and stuff like that.